USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Back to normal by the summer. That's what the chief science advisor for Operation Warp Speed believes is possible if enough Americans are vaccinated against the coronavirus. Dr. Mansif Salawi tells CNBC that distributing enough vaccines for 70 to 80% of the country to get vaccinated, to get to herd immunity, will be a challenge. But the distribution of the yearly flu vaccine can be used as a model.
This is an important challenge. However, people need to know that every year, between 140 and 180 million doses of flu vaccine are produced, distributed, inoculated in the U.S. population in a period that goes between the month of August and the month of maybe January. So, you know, we may be doubling that number and over the period of time, but, you know, it's not going from scratch.
This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat, you can wash them and dry them, they maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
Congressional leaders on both sides of the aisle say that passing another round of coronavirus stimulus will be their top priority when they return to Washington on November 30th. But what should a package look like if they can even agree on one? White House trade advisor Peter Navarro says the economy needs a fiscal bridge to keep things going until coronavirus vaccines are widely available. He tells Fox News that there are three important aspects from the original stimulus package that need to be continued to keep the economy going.
We need a top-up on the PPP, the small business loans, that was extremely successful keeping businesses employed. If you lose a small business, they ain't coming back. We need to save those. We need another relief check for stimulus to families, like the $1,200 check, and we need a reboot on our unemployment compensation.
Those first-time unemployment claims rose last week to 778,000, 50,000 filers above what economists were expecting. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The state of Arizona is preparing for a legal challenge after certifying its results in the November election. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
The head of the Arizona Republican Party has filed a petition for early inspection of mail-in ballot envelopes and signatures ahead of an anticipated legal challenge over the certified state results. The petition was filed by Arizona Republican Party Chairman Kelly Ward. When it comes to mail-in and absentee ballots across the country, Republican Senator Rand Paul believes we do need to take a step back and look at how things went this year.
You know, I think the first thing that we need to acknowledge is that this was an unprecedented election in the sense that normally 99% of people show up in person, and we can kind of police that the right people showed up because you don't have the same people showing up again and again. They sign in, they show an ID, and it's pretty easy to validate the vote. But now we have an election where maybe a third to a half mailed in their ballots. This has never, ever happened in our history. So we have to validate, were they the right people? And the left keeps saying there's no evidence or there's insufficient evidence.
Paul speaking on the story with Martha McCallum. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And we'll have only two NFL games to feast on during Thanksgiving. The scheduled evening game between Pittsburgh and Baltimore has been moved from tomorrow night to Sunday afternoon due to a COVID outbreak among the Ravens. Baltimore has added seven players to the reserve COVID list this week. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.